are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand, huh? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight, all right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight, all right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight, all right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell. Jeez, this is Dan coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host. Jason wearing two shades of red. It's disconcerting. No one likes it. It's not a good look.
I lost my blue hat. I can't find it.
Can you have a black hat somewhere? Do you got
anything? The dog ate the black hat.
Charcoal gray hat.
I mean, anything but that. Those two colors together make me cringe.
Should I take the jacket off?
It would be better. Yeah. It's... Okay.
Is that better or worse?
I don't know.
You know, I'm upset that you're wearing a shirt under.
It's a lateral move. All right, Harrison's here. He's running the sound equipment. Preston, the information czar, is back. And Jesse is also here wearing a shirt that is showing a little bit more chest hair than I would like.
Harrison, put the camera on me.
He's got the gold chain and the chest hair.
He's got the chain.
It's a silver chain.
And the Benjamins.
Gold ring.
Is it?
And the Benjis.
With the
Benjis. It's silk.
Are those Benji jammies?
I don't know if I feel comfortable.
It almost
doing
looks
this
like a pajama top.
Yeah. Like a woman's pajama top.
Yeah. Listen, it's comfortable.
It was Goodwill.
The button. No, it wasn't. I bought it brand new with tags on it. I saw it.
That's
I was
worse.
Like, this is great. But, I mean, I don't know who wins the competition here.
You look like a James Bond villain.
Or Jason.
Listen.
I'm showing more chest hair, so I think I win.
That's true.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so we're all here.
Well,
and
hold on. I was going to say something.
Come on.
They don't call me Jesse Money Shrake for no reason.
And by they?
I mean me 4 seconds ago.
Okay. Nobody's ever said that.
Literally.
I mean, I just did.
We remember when you had that thing about, can you say like 4 or 5 words together that no one has ever said?
Jesse Money Shrake.
Yeah.
So what's the money pitch?
Okay, so here's the thing. Jason just informed me before the show that if the show received $5,000, we could, I think you said, infinitely improve it.
I said for every $1,000, we could infinitely improve the show.
Okay.
So $1,000 would improve the show. $5,000 would be 5 times more infinitely awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we've never done this before.
No.
But we're coming to you. I'm going to look right at the camera and say, this is an Arthur Vining Davis Foundation show. That's what they say at the beginning of those PBS things. Presented by the Arthur Vining Davis Foundation. I don't know who
Arthur Vandelay.
I don't know who Arthur. That's Art Vandelay.
Oh.
Anyway, we can only have a show because of the faithful.
Because of viewers like you.
Viewers like you. Yeah. Where did the camera go? You took it off of me.
It was on me.
Back on me. Thank you. Because of viewers. Because of viewers like you, this show has been made possible. And if you want to see more fine content like this.
Smash that like button.
And give us money.
If you want to see more content like this, then don't give us any money. But if you want to see a better show than this, then we're only asking for $5,000.
Or 10.
But what we're asking for, camera back on me, thank you. We're only currently asking for $5,000.
Yeah.
Of course, we're not going to send the money back.
No.
If you send us more.
No.
But we're telling you $5,000, then all of a sudden you're going to get a brand. It's going to look better.
Oh, it'll be almost
sound better.
Almost like Crowder.
It'll basically be Crowder, but even better. So we did want to start off with that today and just let everybody know. And how can they give money to the show?
On the Cash App.
There's just Cash App.
Yeah.
Lower Road Radio.
It's a dollar sign.
There's a link on the video.
In the description.
In the description below. Yeah. However you're listening to this, there's a link to our Cash App.
Yeah.
$5,000.
And we need 5,000 people to send $5,000.
Is that too much to ask?
Or
put some cash in an envelope, slap a stamp on it, and send it to my
house. No, nobody said that. That's a horrible idea.
That's a pretty safe way to send it.
All right, Jason, how do we want to start off tonight? I've got some stuff, but you know, you're welcome to start. I'm feeling gregarious tonight.
Well, I watched Hunger Games with Teddy the other night.
Okay.
And he's 10.
I volunteer as regent. Is that
tribute.
What tribute. Yeah, I volunteer as tribute.
Well, here's
for that
the
moment.
Thing. I thought that Teddy was going to be able to handle it.
It's a little heavy.
It was a little heavy.
Turns out kids killing one another.
not appropriate for kids.
Yeah.
And so after the movie, I mean, he was quiet. He was eyeballs wide open watching the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Send him to bed. About an hour later, he comes down like crying. He says, I don't feel good. I thought, ah. So he's either throwing up or...
I showed him inappropriate material that I could have seen beforehand was not a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I rolled the dice on that one.
Sure.
And I might have failed.
Turns out I showed Michaela Lord of the Rings way too early.
Yeah.
Because she said she didn't want to admit that it was too scary for her, the orcs. And she said she got no sleep that night.
Yeah. So. I was like 22 when I first saw Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. I was scared.
It's scary.
The orcs are scary.
Orcs are the Orakai.
So when you go to get the puke bowl... Mm-hmm. For the kid that's getting ready to puke.
You go a bowl? Like a salad bowl?
Well, here's the thing. When we were growing up, it was a large Tupperware bowl that we doubled up for popcorn. I'm just saying.
Extra seasoning.
The popcorn bowl doubled up as a puke bowl, did it not?
But that was not a good idea.
No. No, listen. I've got a Home Depot 5-gallon bucket.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use
now. That's appropriate. It's the toilet bucket, too.
The toilet bucket.
When it gets clogged. Mm-hmm. The hot water thing you told
Yeah. No, I do that.
Literally.
Do you do that now?
We talked about it the other day. Our toilet wouldn't flush, and I'm like trying to get a better plunger. And somebody's like, just do the hot water thing that Jason said. I'm like, that was on the podcast. Like,
did it work?
A year and a half. I don't know. I didn't try it. I got a better plunger.
No, it totally works.
It does work. I mean, it doesn't fix every problem.
No, but it will flush the system out, you know, and it works really well. That's what Estelle does.
Sure.
You know, instead of plunging, you just...
Maybe we
dump some hot water on it.
We should just buy Estelle a poop knife and then.
The poop knife is still the grossest thing ever. That's so gross. Yeah. I can't imagine.
I mean, I can imagine.
I can't.
I just don't know if I can do it.
No, I wouldn't do it.
So, anyways, so I got Teddy the 5-gallon bucket. Mm-hmm. And he did not puke.
No.
Which makes me think it was, scary thing.
Sure. That'll happen sometimes.
So if your child is under the age of 12, it's a PG-13 movie.
It is.
Maybe wait till they're 13.
That
Maybe.
Might not be a bad rating.
I didn't realize that.
It might be an appropriate rating.
Other than the killing, it's not that bad of a movie.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So that was my weekend this past weekend.
Well, my week was filled with my Tuesday was interesting. First of all, Michaela is visiting her cousin in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Mm.
And
weed is legal to smoke.
Weed is legal to smoke. Isn't and it eat legal here?
And edibles. Medical.
Basically, yeah.
I don't think you're going to get trouble for it.
No.
Right? The cops gave up on that one a long time ago.
A long time ago. We're a sanctuary city.
You know what they didn't give up on?
What?
Illegal Suboxone. I learned that in my court case.
I don't know what that is.
So I found that one out.
Illegal Suboxone?
Suboxone. It's an over-the-counter.
He sounds like a European basketball player.
So Suboxone is the name of the drug. But illegal, like it's an over-the-counter thing. But
I thought that was the guy's name.
There's like a street name for it, but I don't know what it is. So anyway,
speed.
That's something I am allowed to talk. I was.
Did you ask, Mr. Prosecutor? Could I please discuss this?
I have some questions.
Is this called angel dust?
What's the word I'm looking for? I was admonished that I was given a strict admonishment by the judge to not talk about this until it was over.
And it's over.
Once it was over, he said, I now lift the admonishment. And the weight that came off my shoulders, I ran outside and shouted it to the streets.
He's guilty!
Everyone!
Guilty!
He's so guilty! So,
he had amoxicillin, poxicillin.
So anyway, I wake up. I have to take my daughter to the airport. Well, first of all, I get a thing in the mail that says I'm in for jury duty until May 1st. I'm on the list.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay. So it's then I get this thing that says show up at court on March whatever the day was.
Was it from Ray Grogan?
Yeah, local. Ray Grogan was the prosecutor. Yeah. I like Ray. Good guy.
Ray's a good guy.
I like Ray.
I'm friends with him on Facebook.
I voted for him. So, anyway. So
he should be our state attorney.
I do like Ray.
Ray's a great guy.
Have you met him?
No.
He was good in court. He was very good.
Do you suppose he'd come on the show?
No. There's no way.
Ray Grogan? Are you kidding me?
He is.
His name sounds like Joe Rogan.
Yes.
Ray Grogan.
You know what? I never thought about that. All right, I'll ask him.
If we say it fast enough, people might think it's Joe Rogan.
We're basically best friends because he picked me to be on the jury, so whatever. I mean, I don't know. I was like 50 people were there, and I was one of the 12 that made it.
I would wear my KKK outfit into the jury duty.
Yeah, I know.
You're not going to get selected.
Anyway,
we're
ahead of the game. We're ahead of the game. So
I've never been asked to be on a jury.
Well,
can you believe that?
You're on a list somewhere for sure. There's no doubt about that. So I get this thing in the mail. All right, so I got to show up. So I've had this before, and then I call the night before, and it says your trial has been called off. You don't have to come in. And so I was assuming, okay, this is what's going to happen.
It's like a snow day.
Yeah. So yesterday I made the call, and they said the trial's still on. Show up. I was like, and I had to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to drive Michaela to the airport.
Yeah.
So I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It had snowed the night before.
Because your wife doesn't drive?
We all rode together.
Oh. Okay.
Why we do that sort of thing, I don't know. I was like, one of us should be sleeping. So anyway. So there was,
even woke up Abby.
So at three,
Abby, wake up.
So at three, Abby was very explicit. She was like, don't wake me up. I was like, you want to say goodbye to your sister? Want to ride to Columbus? She's like, no. So anyway.
But bring me back some McDonald's.
I even walked by Boomer, and he was like, he looked up at me and was like, I'm not going outside right now. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's snow on my car. I'm clearing. You don't want to be clearing your car off of snow off of your car at three in the morning.
No.
I didn't get literally any sleep. When my alarm went off, I was like, I'm awake, like already, because I was so nervous about missing the flight that my body would just not let it. I just wouldn't let myself go to sleep because I was like, I'm going to get 3 hours of sleep. I got nothing.
Right.
So I'm going on no sleep. I drive at 3 o'clock in the morning all the way to the airport, all the way back. That's an hour both ways. And then I get back, and I have enough time to like fall asleep for like an hour at home before I got to wake up and then go to the court. So I wake up, and I go and I'd never been in the building, so I didn't know which door to go in. I tried every door before I found the door that I was supposed to go in.
The county building?
The county building.
Or the courthouse?
The courthouse. I don't know, the one on Main Street. So anyway, so I'm tired. Before I go in, I told Erica, I said, what am I allowed to bring? Can I bring coffee? Cause I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And she said, it says on here. She looked it up. She said, you can only bring a water bottle. I was like, I don't want water. I want coffee.
Yeah.
So
you put coffee in a water bottle.
After I get in and all the way upstairs, one of the bailiffs outside of the courtroom, when he's letting us all know what's going on, he was like, if you have your water or coffee or anything like that, it's fine. You can bring it in. I was like, what the heck? So I was already mad. I was tired. I was exhausted. So
he's going to be guilty no matter what.
Yeah, this guy's going down. So the whole thing felt like a movie from the beginning. Cause there were 50 people, I think, something like that, that showed up for jury duty.
Yeah.
And they're going to choose 12 with two alternates. And so, of course, I'm looking around this room right before we walk in.
A selection of Marion.
Yes, it was. And it was. It was. And I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, oof, man, it felt like I was like, am I going to be in a room with this person?
Yeah,
you know, like I was just wondering, what is this? Some people I was like, this whole thing was very, I get in, I go through the metal detector and I see some other people are walking in, and I go for the elevator, and I try to get in the elevator and close it before. And this old lady's like, hold on, let me get in there real quick. I was like, okay. She's like, I can't believe I got to do jury duty. This is ridiculous. And then, blah, blah, blah. And while she's talking to me, she takes out of her pocket the nastiest, dirty-looking mask that you've ever seen and puts it on while she's talking to me. And then out of her other pocket, she pulls out another mask and put that one
double
over.
Mask.
She's double masking it with God knows what kind of germs.
I thought she was
going
to hand one to you.
She probably thought about it. And she's just making jokes and talking. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not even paying attention to her, you know. And so we walk out, and there's like 50 people standing. She's like, why am I even here? I don't even – there's more than enough people here, you know. I was like, oh, God, please don't let me be in the room with this woman. I don't know that I can take this.
You were already in the elevator with her.
So she found her way out of the jury pretty quick. They're like, ma'am, you can leave. So I'm looking around. I'm looking around, and I'm seeing all these people, and I'm kind of with this. What is this guy? What's he like? What's she like? That sort of thing. And it definitely felt like the beginning of a movie. And then as I'm looking around and I'm thinking at all these people, I'm starting to wonder. I wonder if any of these people are fans of Lower Road Radio. I'm just wondering. Like, do any of it, how many times am I going to get asked for an autograph?
Yeah.
I know it's going to happen at least once
eventually,
or twice. We're big in Marion. We're really big in Marion.
We're on the local news network.
But I will say that
we are.
That's true. I would say that the people restrained themselves. They showed professionalism.
Can I just stop for a second?
Sure.
Two people this week. Mm-hmm. Were you with me, Harrison, or was it someone else? He was with me. Two people this week stopped, honked their horn, and waved at me.
Mm.
It's never happened. I did not recognize these people.
Yeah, that happens.
So I'm wondering if they're noticing me from the show.
They might be. I was walking in the cemetery today, as you do.
Yeah.
I like to walk in the cemetery. You ever walk in the cemetery?
I like to run in the cemetery.
Sure.
Jump from tombstone to tombstone.
Yeah. With like all black on. Yeah.
Through the tulips.
So I was
with
walking.
A cape.
And a scythe.
I love a scythe. So anyway, I'm walking in
a sickle?
A sickle? A scythe.
I think it's a scythe.
A scythe.
What's a sickle?
A sickle's small.
Sickle's easier to handle.
The scythe is really. Yeah, I have a scythe. It's
I have
here.
A sickle.
I have a sickle.
I have a sickle home.
I have three sickles.
I have a scythe that it was one that Dad said it was made by our great great grandpa or great 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 grandpa. I don't know.
Dead so, now.
Yeah,
I think I have two sickles.
The scythe,
like, maybe
the,
like a.
The guy
bicycles.
Came for him with the scythe. Anyway, that's not why we're here.
Someone recognized you in the cemetery.
Well, no, I'm walking in the cemetery. Oh. I'm walking with Erica. I have headphones on. My also camera back on me, please, Harrison. My Bluetooth headphones have broken recently. They don't work anymore, and I am now currently when I go on walks using my daughter's pink over the ear headphones, and they're nice, but they're pink and they make me look funny.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to buy me some Apple AirPods, I would just be all for it. So,
Cash App, Lower Road Radio.
Cash App, Lower Road Radio. But you're going to have to specify that's what it's for. So, because I really need those. So I'm walking, and Erica's walking with me, and we're going on this walk. And there's this guy about, I don't know, I'd say 40 yards away, maybe 50 yards away, just kind of walking in. And as I'm walking, my first thought was I saw him, and he looked, and he kind of like, I could felt like we made eye contact. But he was kind of far away. I thought he was Dale Cramp. He looked like our sister's husband's father a lot from a distance.
Yeah.
And I thought, is that, he's looking at me. Is that Dale? Does he, And as I'm getting closer, I'm thinking, I think that is Dale. I'm not sure. And then he goes like this and points right at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. You know what I mean? But we're still 30 yards away. So I'm walking to, and he points again. And I was like, hey. And then he goes like this, and behind me there was a car, and I was walking in the middle. Oh. Hey.
Was it Dale?
No, it was not Dale. So that was awkward.
Like, yeah, he's pointing at you like, I just don't want to.
Listen,
I'm
in public. I'm with my wife, okay? I mean, yes, I'll take a picture, but whatever. I don't know. So, yeah, that was very awkward and embarrassing. So he was like, and I was like, all right, Dale, I get it, man. Yeah, cool. Whatever. And he was like, I was like, okay. So I'm in the room. I'm wondering how many of these people are fans. Am I going to have to be on the jury? I've never done this before.
Well, I don't think celebrities should be on the jury.
I wanted to make that case. So I go in, and I'm juror number 21, just in case you wondered.
And there's only 12.
Yes. So turns out that they're going to take 1 through 12 first.
Okay.
Okay. And then everybody after that. But when we walked in the room, I mean, 1 through 12, half the people were gone. So a lot of those seats were empty. So 21's probably kind of already there. And I didn't know any of this. It was just figuring out as I went along. The judge gave us a lot of instructions. I mean, a lot. And I'm really
checked out about 3 minutes in.
I was really trying to focus. I was like, man, I'd love some coffee right now. So I'm really listening to him. And he's talking about the law and about this sort of thing. And he's asking people questions. And he's got the list. And he's, if anybody in here physically, you feel like you physically cannot be a part of this case for whatever reason. And one guy's like, and I like this judge, by the way. The one guy's like, yeah, I got a ringing in my ear and I just can't hear very well, you know?
Yeah.
And the judge is like, can you hear me right now? did you hear this? And he's like, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. And he goes, so you can, though, hear. He's like, but it comes in and out sometimes, and sometimes it gets real loud, and sometimes I can't hear. He goes, okay, all right. But you can hear me now, right?
Huh?
And he's like, yeah, I can hear you. And he goes, well, if you couldn't hear something,
yeah,
did you know that you didn't hear it? Were you aware that you couldn't hear it?
Like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's trying to hear it. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I guess I would know that I didn't hear it. He goes, do you think you could ask if something could be said again if you needed to? Well, yeah, I guess I could do that. All right, everything's going to be fine, sir.
So did I like make this. It?
This guy did make it, much to my chagrin.
I have zero faith in our judicial
system. Is this Judge Warner?
Judge Edwards.
Oh.
Judge Warner's not on Judge the bench Warner's anymore.
Long gone. Oh, yeah, he got in trouble.
Yeah, he kind of like, in fact, Judge Edwards was like, he at one point he goes, he said something about like people making mistakes, and he said just because, this was interesting, he said just because somebody's on the stand saying something doesn't mean that it's the truth.
Like Judge Warner.
And he said everybody, even, and he goes, and he said, and the people of Marin County know this more than most, that everybody, including judges, can make mistakes. That's what he said. I was like, whoa.
Burn.
Did you stand up and go, shots fired?
This guy knows what I'm talking
about.
I'm
voting for you.
So I'd vote for him. I like Judge Edwards in my limited experience with him. So anyway, so he's giving people the, and one lady's like, you know, I got a disc in my back that's just not right, you know, and he goes, well, how often, you know, when does it hurt? She's like, after I sit for a couple hours, you know, I just can't focus on anything after a couple hours. He goes, well, I give a break for every hour, hour and a half, so you should be fine. Next, you know. So, I mean, he was ripping through people.
Yeah, yeah.
And found out that it was a case about drugs. And there was one girl in particular, and she was like, listen, I am a former drug user, and this whole situation is making my anxiety go through the roof.
Yeah.
And there's no way that I could be partial, you know, when it comes to drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just don't think it's right what that happens. And, you know, so they got rid of her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they got rid of different people. One lady raises her hand, and she's like, you know, I just don't think, it's just not my place to judge people. I'm a Christian, you see, and the Bible says, do not judge lest you be judged. And I'm not about to do that right now, you know. So I just don't feel like I can judge. And he's like, you feel like you cannot make a judgment about this? No, I cannot. I do not think that I can.
Why is everyone married from the South?
I don't know. It's just more fun. There is a Southern type. There are a lot of people that live in Marion from Kentucky and West Virginia.
There's literally a place in Marion called Hucklebuck that everyone in Hucklebuck is from Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's where my father-in-law
so
was at.
These are pretty good impressions, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
And so she says, you see, I'm a Christian, you know, and he goes, okay. And she goes, and she turned to the lady next to her. She goes, I guess I'm the only Christian in here. that's what she said.
I can't judge, but y'all some heathens.
Well, and then I was talking to the lady next to her, like later about that. And she was like, and I thought to myself, she's like, well, you certainly have no problem judging everyone in this room.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I was like, yeah, this lady, she made it. She was smart.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So anyway, so they're going through all this process, and I really did not want to be walking in there. I was like, I don't want to be on this jury.
Yeah.
But then I see people starting to get kind of peeled off, and I think, I'm going to be one of the last ones. And now I want to be.
There's
a competition element that is in there. It's like, you need me on that jury, you know. And so one lady's like, I'm a hairdresser and I cannot lose any clients. If I lose any clients at all, I will be in serious financial restitutions, you know? And so that's what she said. It didn't make sense. But
she's from Grove, Tucky, too.
She's from Grove, Tucky. So, so it was like, was a whole thing. And they're going through. And then once they kind of knocked off the original chaff, then they're like, okay, now juror number two, you go there. Juror number 21, that was me.
Yeah.
Juror number 21. You go to seat number 3. I was like, okay, seat number 3. And I'm sitting there, you know. And he goes, all right, this is it. You're the jury. I was like, and I didn't know. I was like, part of me was happy.
Did they ask you any questions?
No, they did not ask me any specific questions. I mean, they had I filled out a form.
A questionnaire type of thing.
A questionnaire. And I thought my profession might get me flagged.
Yeah.
Garbage man. But
I see everybody's garbage.
I was kind of hoping My best case scenario is that the police officer I might know.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, if I know the police
conflict
officer,
conflict of interest.
There's no way, but it was a state trooper. I don't know those dudes. So anyway, so yeah, so I made it, and I was half happy and half disappointed.
Yeah.
Although I was happy that the bailiff said before we even went in the room, because somebody was like, how long is this going to be? You see, Jerry comes on in 5 hours, and I don't think I can miss it, you know. So he was like, this is like a day and a half. He goes, but our next trial is, he said, it's capital murder. He goes, it'll probably last 6 weeks.
Wow.
How do you get on the jury for that?
You
can I sign up?
If you you, no, get, okay. You don't get anything.
No, listen, Shelby was on jury duty like a year ago, and she had a murder trial. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was like one of the ones,
yeah,
part of it. I don't know. And she told me she couldn't even tell me. I'm like, I'm your husband. Mm-hmm. Like, you can
like
tell
after?
Me. Like, during.
Oh, during. No, she wasn't allowed to. Well, she was admonished.
Well, she didn't tell me anything.
Yes, because she followed the admonishment.
Yeah.
Has the admonishment been lifted?
I don't know.
See, my judge lifted the I remember, because it was like,
the admonishment has been lifted.
Because when he admonished me, you know, and I was
not just
almost,
you, but all of
he admonished all of
just
us.
Okay.
And I almost raised my hand. I was like, sir, I got a question. you see, I have something that they call a podcast, and I need something that they call content. So
I like how you give yourself the accent.
Yeah, no, it just happened, you know. I don't know. I didn't mean for it to happen. But anyway, so when he lifted the admonishment, I was so happy about that. So anyway, so we go in. There's a drug. It's a drug thing. So, it's all public record.
Yeah.
There was the guy, and he was convicted. Well, I don't know, whatever. Accused of having this specific
allegedly.
Drug. Allegedly. Although I saw the evidence. They had it. It was, I think that was evidence. I think that was number four.
Number four.
And the state trooper that pulled him over cut it open. It had the red tape on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like all very official. I was like, ooh. Also,
yeah.
By the way, the judge said, we have notepads that if you want to take notes during the, he said, you don't have to, you know. And he said, some would argue that taking notes distracts you, right? And he said, and just because you wrote something down doesn't mean that you even heard it right.
Right.
So sometimes maybe notes get in the way. So I'm not telling you should take notes, but I'm saying we have notepads if you want to take them. And so the jury went to the room before the courtroom. We went to the jury room, and the notepads were on the thing. And the bailiff was like, if you want any notepads, they're right there.
Yeah.
You know, me and one other lady are the only two that got notepads. And she was sitting beside me. She just held it the whole time.
Yeah,
she didn't take any notes. I took notes nonstop.
You're right. Guilty, 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 guilty.
Actually, what I wanted to do was I wanted to like
Bart Simpson style.
I wanted to sketch the courtroom like they always do.
The courtroom sketch artist.
Yeah.
How do I do the same thing but get away with it?
Yeah. I really thought about it, but I was taking a lot of notes because
this person seems dumb.
I was like and some of them were my thoughts, and some of them were
I'm starting to get hungry.
Because
your journal. Will they bring us double McDoubles?
Your diary. So I did write one time, does not seem like a prescription, because the guy apparently said it was a prescription, but it was all like wrapped up in this like black plastic bag that was like tied off
at the
top.
You don't know what the pharmacy he got it from.
I've gotten a couple of prescriptions before, and they've never looked like that.
These are street pharmacies.
Well, maybe. Here's the thing, Jason.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed about this whole process, because I was locked in. I heard the whole testimony from our friend Ray Grogan.
I love Ray.
I like him. He is a good guy. I like him. And I'm not being sarcastic. And I am sarcastic a lot. Ray, if you're watching, you remember me.
He's
I was
not.
Juror number 21.
I helped with the conviction.
Well, no, I couldn't.
Oh.
Twist, Jason. So,
he
Ray.
Plea deal.
Ray, no. Uh-huh. Ray
admonished
talks
you.
To the Ray never admonished me. Only Judge
only
Edwards
judge.
Admonished me.
Okay.
So I will not stand for a prosecutor admonishing me. I'll let a judge admonish me.
Yeah,
okay, Judge, you can admonish me. I won't stand for it. You're just a lawyer, you know. So I listened to the state trooper get interviewed, and I really hope that I can talk about all of this and I'm not going to go to jail. So I listened to the state trooper. He did lift the admonishment.
Yeah.
I remember.
So we're in Marion, Indiana.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Marion, Indiana. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's not Judge Edwards. It's Judge Edison. Edison. Yeah.
There's a bunch of Ray Grogan's. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Joe Rogan, not Ray Grogan.
Yeah, that's right. Joe Rogan. Anyway, so
wise guy.
I listened to the state trooper get grilled by Ray Grogan. I mean, Grogan really let him have it.
Laid into it.
And now he was very congenial. Did you or did you not?
I want the truth. And then he was like, "You can't handle the truth."
And then I was like, "Oh, I better turn off Netflix. This is loud." So anyway,
take off the pink headphones.
Is it lunchtime? Am I still admonished? So I listened to him get interviewed, and then the defense attorney, this guy. I don't know about this defense attorney. I don't like this defense attorney.
What was his name?
No, that's not true. I don't remember his name, to be honest with you. But
was he good?
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
No, I was pretty. He was pretty good.
Okay, get his number. We might need it.
So he's kind of like I actually might need him for this whole thing. So he was kind of like a. Like he didn't see him coming. Like Ray is all charisma.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he's jokes, and you know we're having a good time. Yeah. We're in court. Hey guys, this isn't CSI, all right? this isn't your judge show. This is real life we're talking about. Hey, you know, I was like, okay, ow. Why are you
Zing.
The?
Yeah.
Why is the Fonz my prosecuting attorney?
It's the jukebox.
He's cool.
In a leather biker jacket.
Hey,
is this supposed to make you more likable?
Hey,
it works.
Combed just.
So
pulls out the hair jelly.
Anyway, yeah, it's like Pinky Tuscadero was on his shoulder the whole time. I'm like, none of this seems necessary. He kept on doing this. Now we're on to something else. Anyway, so
switchblade.
How'd you get that through the metal detector? It's Ray. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So the defense attorney then he goes to the state trooper. And he's asking him a couple questions. Oh, okay, all right. He goes, now, did anyone take any pictures? Yes, sir, I took pictures. Where are those? State troopers, nobody asked me to bring them. Yeah. I was asked to bring the evidence, and I brought that, but nobody asked me to bring the pictures. At this stage,
yeah.
Ray goes into gear.
He pulls
out his laptop and he's like, and he's like looking at his laptop. I'm looking at Ray. I'm looking at the state trooper. Looking at the defense attorney. Looking at the judge. I'm like, I'm writing stuff down. You know, I'm like,
where are the pictures? I'm thinking about a Whopper right now.
So I mean, it's intense. You know? And then a couple minutes later. Ray asked if he could approach the bench, which was like, I hope someone approaches the bench.
Yeah.
And then the judge is like, you know, we're going to take a short recess. We got a couple things to talk about.
In my chambers.
And in my chambers now. No, that didn't happen. He excused the jury. He goes, we got to talk, but we don't want you to hear what we're going to talk about. So, we're like, okay.
Like secrets don't make friends.
So I guess. So we go to the jury room. Yeah. I don't know if that's the official term, but it's the jury room.
Were there snacks?
And now, there was a coffee, so there was a coffee maker,
like a Keurig or like
it
a,
was just a standard
like a bun
coffee maker.
Mr. Coffee.
It wasn't a bun. It's like a Mr. Coffee. It was like a Mr. Coffee.
Okay.
And the bailiff was like, "Just so you know, in the coffee maker there is coffee, and all I've loaded it up and completely ready to go. All you got to do is press go, and it'll go." He goes, "But I'm gonna tell you, I was in the Army, and you know," he goes, "and we make coffee pretty strong, you know, because you know we need to stay up awake all night long, and so that's how I make it, you know. So just so you know." And I was like, "That sounds horrible." So I excused myself, went home, made myself a little pour over, and I came back. That's actually true, but I did that during my lunch break. But anyway. So so we're in the room, and the moment we get in the room, one of the guys in the room, he's an older guy, and he's like, "You know, I don't know about this because," and I was like, "Hey, we can't talk." And he's like, "What? We can't talk about?" I was like, "No, we're not allowed to talk about the trial. Like, we can talk about the weather, we can talk about sports, but we're not." He specifically said, "We are not supposed to discuss it,
it's even part
with
of the
one
admonishment."
Another. That's part of. I took the admonishment seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
This guy didn't. So he's like, we can't talk about this. I was like, no, we can't talk about it. You know? So he's like, okay. So then the whole conversation then went crazy, you know? And at one point then someone started, and they said, I wonder if this is going to get him. I said, I think it's got something to do with the photographs, you know? But I was like, but we can't talk about it.
Where are the photographs?
Where are the photographs? So, and I found out the rest of the information later, but then they call us back in. We go back in, we sit down, and when the bailiff came to get us, he's like, if you have your coats or anything here, go ahead and take them with you. We're going to go back into the court. And I was like, he told us to take our coats with us. We're done.
Yeah.
So we go back in, and the judge declares that it was a mistrial.
Ooh.
And then he lifts the admonishment. And then he says, if you want to stick around and talk to me afterwards, you know, I'll be available to talk. If you have any questions about the case, I can answer. I'll let you know what you need to know.
He said that to the jury.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah.
He said, or anything about this building. He loves that building. He talked about it a lot.
Did you see they found a secret vault?
It was apparently in his office.
That's awesome.
I know.
Like documents going back 100 years.
Yeah.
Or longer.
Yeah. So, but then I found out later from someone else who was in the courtroom that apparently they couldn't find the pictures.
So Joe Rogan screwed up.
The trooper. Or well, no, Ray Grogan. Well, I don't know if he's the one that screwed up or not.
The prosecutor brings the evidence.
But the state trooper called it in and, you know, okay, I'll get the pictures. And they said, we don't have them. We don't
have
them.
So the pictures are gone.
The pictures do not exist.
Wow.
So either A, the trooper was lying about taking the pictures, and he planted the evidence or something. Or B, somehow the picture, he's like, I remember taking the pictures and I remember
they got deleted somehow.
But somehow, and the people at the whatever place that they go to is like, we don't have any pictures. They're not here. So,
this guy's off scot free.
So, or mistrial.
Or someone that worked for the police department was related to the guy that was being charged, and they went in
conveniently.
Yeah. So it was.
You got a drug dealer walking around the streets.
Yeah, this guy's not a drug dealer.
No.
You know, Suboxone is a medicine that you take to get off of drugs.
Oh, so you're doing him a good thing.
It's a level 3. Apparently, there's five levels of drugs.
So it's right in the middle.
That's that is a addictiveness level. Apparently, you can take enough of this that you can get high. Like if you just overdose on them, you can get high off of them. But you know, I choose to believe because here's the thing, Jason.
Yeah.
This guy, he's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, this guy's innocent.
Who are you?
Even
to
though
judge?
He kept on looking at me, and going, I was like, I don't care. He's innocent.
Yeah. The law says.
Well, I learned a lot about the law.
Yeah.
You know, I learned about circumstantial evidence. Did you know circumstantial evidence is admissible? You know, in the they always go. Objection.
Object. Yeah.
Circumstantial.
Overruled
or whatever.
Sustained.
Circumstantial evidence. And actually, our friend Ray Grogan.
Yeah.
Once again, Ray, if you want to come on the show.
We'd love to have you.
But either way, we're big fans. So
you got our vote.
I'll vote for you again. I liked him.
Yeah.
So Ray was talking to the whole jury about this process. And he was explaining. And he was like, sir. And he looked at me. I was like, oh, it's my turn. I was like, yeah, what's going on? You know, I want to play cool.
Yeah.
And he's like, this morning, he goes, do you park your car? You park your car in a garage? I said, no, sir, I do not.
I most certainly do not.
I don't appreciate the insinuation that I even have a car. So
I rode the trolley.
So he said, he goes, this morning, did you clear snow off of your vehicle? I said, yes, sir, I did. And he goes, and did you see the snow fall last night? And I said, well, I looked out my window and I saw snow coming down, but I didn't watch it all night, no.
Yeah.
He goes, so when you saw that snow was on your car, did you make the assumption that it snowed last night, even though you didn't see it snow? He goes, do you see that as evidence that it did so snow? And you know what I said? I said, circumstantially. I did say that. And he was like, ah.
He's like, you're getting called in for lots more jury duty.
I was pretty proud of myself. I was like, circumstantially. So, yeah, that was exciting.
Well, if you're an eyewitness to the snowing, it snowed.
That's not circumstantial. That is a... the other kind.
But an eyewitness, you are the eyewitness. You know it snowed because you saw it snow.
Well, in my case, yes. But if I didn't see it snow the night before, like if I didn't look out my window and saw it snowing, and I walked outside and there was snow over all the cars, circumstantially, I can deduce that it snowed last night, right?
But you did not witness the snow.
Although I did not witness it, it's valid evidence that it did snow. In other words, Jesse, let's say you make a cherry pie, okay? Ooh. And Jesse tells me, Dan, come over to my house. I made a cherry pie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love cherry pie. I'm excited to come over. And I go over to Jesse's house, and there's a pie tin that's empty, and Jesse has cherry pie all over his face.
Yeah.
Now,
as I do,
this would not be the first time.
This would not be the first time. I can, although it's circumstantial, I can deduce that Jesse ate my cherry pie. You see how that works?
Yeah.
That is all part of the jury's job. It's a serious job. It's so serious.
Now,
that
if he licked his fingers, then you saw him consume some of it.
Yes, but I just saw him consume what was on his face. I don't know that it came from the pie. Someone else could have eaten that pie.
I got you.
But I smeared the leftover cherries all over my face.
And that could have happened.
Savannah ate the pie. I just smeared it on me.
Yeah. But see, I can use my brain and say, you know what, chances beyond a reasonable doubt, Jason... And that's what it is.
I was going to get gross with that.
It's not the beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
I don't have to convict this fella.
You
beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Just beyond a reasonable doubt. Yeah. Right?
No, I follow.
So I was ready to, I hadn't made my decision yet. And still, I wonder what happened. I'm not saying the cop is crooked. I'm not saying that. I would not.
He was a state trooper.
He was a state trooper. And I don't know those guys. But, you know, but something happened there. You know, and there it is.
Earlier in the beginning of this, you said you didn't know what the street name for Suboxone was.
Mm-hmm.
So I have several.
Okay.
Big Whites.
Oh, Big Whites.
Boxes. See, these were orangish.
Oranges. The oranges is one.
Yeah, these were orange.
Sobos.
Ooh, I like
stop
a
signs. Subs. And my personal favorite, Boops.
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 B-U-P-E-S.
Bro, boops. What you got in that black bag? You got boops. Some boops for me?
Got some get boops.
A boop? Can I get a boop here?
Well, apparently it's it's enough to get you in trouble.
So, do you want to sing the Netflix suggestion of the week?
Netflix, watch these shows. Netflix,
maybe I should do it as Bob Dylan. I wish I had my guitar.
Netflix,
watch these
shows with us.
Netflix. All right, there you go.
Okay, so my Netflix suggestion of the week
is
found on YouTube. It's the video I sent you
last
night.
I have not had a chance to watch it. Okay. I don't have time nowadays because I'm in the jury room all the time.
This is 30-Day Survival Challenge, mm-hmm. Canadian Rockies, the movie.
Okay.
And so this guy...
Is this a guy filming this himself or is this an actual production?
It's a guy filming it himself.
Okay.
And Joe, Shoeless Joe sent me this. Friend of the show, yeah. Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe sent me this, and he's
you know Shoeless Joe. Do you follow him on Be Real?
I think I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. This guy. I tell you what, this guy. I don't know if you knew this, Jason.
Yeah.
Do you know what he does for a living?
Garbage man.
He's a pastor.
What?
Yes. And every time his Be Real, he's taking a walk. He's at the pond. He's
what's
you know,
he doing?
I'm like, what do you even do for a living?
I hate those guys.
You know what I mean? This guy's. I'm like, yeah, must be nice, Joe. Must be nice. Some of us have to work for a living.
I gotta wake up every day at 3 o'clock and get garbage.
Yeah,
it's my job.
So garbage anyway, man. Good for you, Joe. I'm glad that you don't have to have a real job, but there are those of us.
Well, he's no longer youth pastor.
Yeah, right. He's the lead pastor. Yeah,
what
like,
does that mean?
He's the one from Toadsuckall, Arkansas.
Toadsuck, Arkansas.
Means
yeah.
More golfing is what it means and less actual work.
Do pastors work?
No.
I'm convinced they don't.
No, they don't.
They go to jury duty.
They become pastors because they don't want to work.
Hey, there's a possibility.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a possibility. We have an inside lane.
Okay.
About talking to a producer of The Chosen.
I'll do. I would love you, The Chosen.
Would you do that?
I like The
have
Chosen.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen it?
I
haven't
seen a few episodes of it.
I'll tell you what. I went into it thinking, oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm Jason. I'm telling you, honestly, it's very good.
Okay.
I have almost, I don't think I've fully cried, but I've at least welled up. on every single episode.
I got you.
At least
full of emotion.
I haven't bawled. I haven't
weeped.
Blubbered. I haven't wept.
Yeah. Jesus wept.
Jesus did wept.
Yeah.
John. I think that's John
14:16.
Is that right?
It's close.
That's close to it.
Yeah.
That's close.
I knew one verse growing up, and it was Jesus wept.
And Proverbs 26:11.
Yeah. So we actually do have an inside track to make that happen.
I would love that.
So
is it Dallas? It's not Dallas. He's like the main guy that does the
show. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. It's a friend of the show's brother's best friend.
Honestly, I would love to interview him.
Okay, yeah. So I think maybe we'll figure out some type of Skype or FaceTime or something like that. Unless we can get him to Marion. And then Marion, Indiana.
Marion, Indiana.
Yes. Joe Rogan or Greg Rogan. And he'll sit right here.
That would be awesome.
Okay. So anyways, we'll try to make that happen. So anyways, Shoeless Joe sent me this YouTube
video. I just want to find out what Jesus is like in real life. That's what I want to... It's the first
thing. The first question. So tell me what Jesus is really like.
Like behind the camera.
Yeah. When the cameras go off, what is Jesus really
like? What does he eat from the craft service table? Does he always break it and share it?
Or have you seen him multiply food, or is that circumstantial?
Yes. When he goes for a swim in the pool, does he just hover over the water? Does he really get in there? You know?
Is it like ice? Is it like he's walking on ice?
Uh-huh.
Is that how it works?
So
what happens when he tries to cannonball?
If this guy sees
don't show him this.
Or any of our other episodes.
No. He got to come in with a clean slate. Yeah. This is a Christian podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These guys, they love Jesus.
We're friends of Joe Caminiti, Jr. So if that gets us anywhere, right?
Bada bing.
Jr. I want to specify.
Jr. And the third.
And the third. Joey. Joey. Yeah. Yeah. Joey.
Come on.
Big fan.
Bigger fan of Joey.
I love Joey.
And his sister.
Uh-huh. If things go wrong for me, one day, there's a good chance I'll work for Joey. I'm just saying.
Joey the third.
The third. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, I got
you. If someday, you know, I'm
Joey, just, save a spot for us. I'll clean the floors.
I'm staying on Joey's good side.
I'll set chairs up.
Because if things don't work out for me where I'm at now, I believe Joey might give me a job. So, anyway. What are you talking about?
The YouTube. It's a 30-day survival. So this guy, he goes in the woods with this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this other guy's like
as
you do. This other guy's like a survival guy. So he knows the local habitat, the different plants and stuff you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they hike up in the Rockies, Canadian Rockies.
The Canadian Rockies. Those are no joke.
Mm-hmm. And it's excellent. It's really, really good.
I really do want to watch it. But
it's like 2.5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to watch it from beginning to end.
That's usually the way I watch most things.
Well, you don't want to stop.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Just one complete watch.
Like the way you would an extra large pizza.
Just the beginning to end.
It's like, why eat a little bit?
Yeah.
If I'm started, then I'm going to finish.
So this guy actually has a bunch of these types of movies or shows, but this particular one was really, really good.
Okay.
So. What's your Netflix suggestion?
My Netflix suggestion of the week is the latest season of, I'm sure we're all caught up on it.
The Chosen?
Blue Bloods. It's amazing. It's so good. Jason.
Tom Selleck.
Tom You're Selleck talking is Tom like Selleck. A fine wine. He only gets better with age. And this show, every year.
I heard they had one of his Magnum PI co-stars on recently.
Who?
Like the other guy in the Hawaiian
Higgins?
Shirt. No, not Higgins.
Oh.
Another white guy.
Oh, really?
With the thick hair.
I don't know. I don't know Magnum P.I. very well. But I know Blue Bloods. I've seen every episode.
Twice. And,
whenever this is, for those of you who watch Blue Bloods, this is my impression.
Spoiler alert.
This is my impression of Tom Selleck. Every time he gets news, there's a lot of times. He's the commissioner of police
that's
in
a
New
big,
York City.
That's a big job. That's a big deal.
And every once in a while, he gets some information. He's like... He does that probably 20 times a show. And I'm not exaggerating. That's what he does. And I love it. Every time he sighs, it's wonderful. So the newest season, it's season 13 of Blue Bloods. It's been around that long.
With Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg's in it.
Tell me where you fall in the Wahlbergs.
Tom Brady's ex-wife. Like Mount Rushmore of the Wahlbergs.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Donnie.
Yeah.
Mark.
Marky Mark. other one.
There's the other
sandwich
ones.
One.
The sandwich guy.
There's a sandwich one. There's
and then
Donnie.
Are we
going to
do
Mark.
Donnie's wife?
Yeah.
Who's Donnie's wife?
I mean, she's a Wahlberg.
I guess.
No, it's somebody famous.
He's married to somebody famous?
Donnie Wahlberg is.
All I know is on the show.
She's attractive.
On the show, he's Danny Reagan.
Look it up.
And,
where's our?
That's what I'm doing right
and
now.
And here's the thing about Danny Reagan.
Yeah.
You do not run from Danny Reagan. He's literally has a perfect rep. He catches whoever runs away from him. Yeah. He always will catch.
AKA Donnie Wahlberg.
That Danny
was
Reagan.
Literally the first thing I typed in his name. Wife was the first thing that popped up.
Yeah, of course. Because he's got a famous wife. Who is it?
I love Donnie Wahlberg. Well, I love Danny Reagan. I don't know any of Donnie's other work. Yeah, I know he's he was one of the new kids on the block.
Ray Grogan.
Wasn't he one of the new kids on the block?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Jenny McCarthy?
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, that's who he's married to?
Yeah, Donnie.
She might actually rank before.
Yeah, she's first
the
on the
sandwich
list.
One.
She's the George Washington of the Wahlbergs.
What's the last thing she's done?
I don't know.
I remember she sat on a toilet. She sat on a toilet and took a picture once. I remember that. It was like in front of a magazine. It was like a big
company.
Deal. I did not know that they were married. I think the last time she was, why is she even famous? She was on like an MTV show like 1,000 years ago.
I don't know. She's more attractive than most.
More attractive than he is.
Yeah.
And I like him.
You know, Mark has dealerships here in Columbus.
I know.
I want to go buy a car from him.
I just thought maybe if I tell the salesperson, and I'm a big fan of Blue Blaze. what does that do for me?
Donnie's brother,
you know,
owns this dealership, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Donnie's brother owns this dealership.
Donnie's on the show.
I love the show. What you got? All right. Well, yeah. So season 13 of Blue Bloods, it's as good as you think it is. It's so good.
I can imagine.
It's wonderful. And I'm not exaggerating. I love it so much. I'm almost done with Cheers. I've been barreling my way through, and I can finally start Frasier again.
Did you like that crossover that I sent you of the Cheers and Star Trek?
I did like
Next
that.
Next Generation?
I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
It was Frasier and Star Trek.
Oh, Frasier. I'm sorry, Frasier. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I like that.
Isn't that great?
I'm very excited to start Frasier again because I'm almost done with Cheers. Jesse, you want to talk about Herbs?
Wait, I want to talk about Herbs.
Wait, one of you had another Netflix.
No, we didn't.
I definitely did.
He did. He sent it on the group text.
As long as we get to the eggs.
We got 30 seconds.
My Netflix suggestion is Massive Voice of Talent. It has Pedro.
Pascal.
Nick Cage.
And Nick Cage pretty much just plays himself. Yeah. He's invited to this fancy party with Pedro. And Pedro's like a secret like drug dealer.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, he's like trapped there trying to like convince him like, oh, I need your help doing this.
So he's Nick Cage playing Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and then
fun.
He quotes like his other movies. It's so stupid because it's Nick Cage.
But it's funny.
But it's beautiful. It's
yeah. So there's this meme going around with them like looking each other in the car. And it's fantastic. I love it. I've used it so many times.
All right. Talk about Herb's pickled eggs.
All right. Time for our sponsor of the episode.
Don't
tell Herb. Listen. I have a friend who has quail eggs. And I bought a dozen pickled quail eggs from him last week.
If I needed quail eggs, I would. Before I knew this, I would go to you. I'd be like, Jesse probably knows somebody.
He's got
a guy.
He's
a guy. I'm getting ready to be a guy. I bought an incubator.
You're
going to
be a quail egg guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those quails are going to die in 5 days.
You also have a dog kennel, right?
I do.
These probably don't over the Venn diagram of
those dogs are going to go nuts with all those quail around.
We save a ton of money on food.
All right. Well, sure.
Dog food.
Why not?
So I bought these pickled quail eggs.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll give them a try.
No, those aren't quail eggs.
No, these are not quail eggs.
You got the quail eggs from your guy.
I got my quail eggs from my guy.
Okay.
They were delicious.
Herb.
I ate a dozen of them in
one
setting.
Is his name Herb?
Nope. His name's Ash. And if you need quail eggs, Marion, look up Ash. So I liked them a lot. And I said, hey, do you have more? And he said, well, it'll take a couple days because I got to pickle them.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I stopped at the gas station last night on the way home.
And you see this.
And I see these.
Herb's pickled eggs.
Yeah. We're out of time. We're at 53 minutes.
Who cares?
And
I bought them.
And you ate one.
I ate one.
Yeah.
And today, I was not feeling good for half the day. So I thought it'd be a good idea for me to bring them. And that the rest of you try one.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on.
No. I'm not going to smell it. I'm not going to lick it. I'm not going to taste it.
Can we have Preston?
I'm not going to have a nibble.
If Preston wants to.
Preston.
I'm not going
to.
It's a free country.
For the show.
I'm not
for
doing
the show,
it.
Preston. Just pop one in your mouth. Chew it up. Swallow it.
How about Jesse? You do that for the
I
show.
I already have.
And he got sick.
I got
And now he's trying to get Preston
sick.
Do you got to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I do.
This might not be a good idea.
No, it gives him a good reason to call off.
No, that's a bad reason to call off.
I will
go ahead. Hardcore.
Yes,
you're gonna sniff it.
Go from here.
Just listen. It won't be quite as bad as you think.
Herb
until
we're eggs. Really out of time. We need
we're,
to hurry this up.
We're with. Like, just smell it. Just smell it. Tell us what it smells like.
Okay. So first, it smells like when you're dying eggs, but it's just like
oh,
a
yeah.
thousand times worse.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah. dying yeah. Easter eggs.
Vinegar. But just, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brett, please eat one. Just for the show.
All right.
Come
this
on,
is Dan signing off for
I
Jason,
lied.
Reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, Babu, sit. Good dog.
I've spoken.
No. Nine.
You guys got to smell these. At least smell them.
Dude, it's so bad. Yeah.